USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle now saying the United States should reconsider its relationship with Saudi Arabia, following a report in the Washington Post which claims the CIA does believe the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Here's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
It is certainly testing the proposition that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Iran is an enemy. Saudi Arabia is important in pushing back against Iran. That doesn't make Saudi Arabia a friend. Our friends don't murder journalists.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham echoed his remarks on another Sunday program. The massive campfire in Northern California has now killed 77 people. Over 1,000 listed as missing. It may not be contained until at least November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump sits down for an exclusive interview, which airs on Fox News Sunday. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade. The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's donating nearly $2 billion to Johns Hopkins University to help low-income families pay for college. Bloomberg also still considering a 2020 run for the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The House Ethics Committee rules on a pair of investigations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The ethics panel announcing that Democratic Representative Ruben Kiewin of Nevada violated House rules by making persistent and unwanted advances towards women who were required to interact with him because of their professional responsibilities. He's refused to resign, but says he will not be seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee is also sanctioning Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina, saying he failed to take decisive action to deal with complaints regarding a key aide. He must reimburse the U.S. Treasury for part of the salary of that chief of staff. Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Chris Barnes.
A $70 million lawsuit filed on behalf of seven women against Dartmouth, alleging sexual misconduct by three of their professors. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.